Celebrating Communion, a compilation.
Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. 1 Corinthians 11:26. As oft as ye do it in remembrance of me, Jesus said. And what else? You do show the Lord's death. In other words, it's showing you love him and you appreciate what he's done for you. You're doing it in remembrance and thanks for what he has done for your body and your spirit. And you're also witnessing to others what he has done for you at the same time. It is both a thanksgiving and a witness. Don't ever forget the resurrection when speaking of his death. The death was necessary for the resurrection, and if it hadn't been for the resurrection, all the rest of it would have meant nothing. For if Christ be not risen, then we are of all men most miserable. But thank God he is risen. Jesus didn't say how often you had to have communion. He said, as often as you do, you're remembering him and you're a witness for him. It's a beautiful little ceremony and a witness of the Lord's death for us and the breaking of his body for our healing and our health, and to show that we appreciate it. It doesn't have to be any place special. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be very simple. I've heard about people in concentration camps who had to use bread and water or bread and coffee. I hope you're having communion frequently. You can have it every night, or once a week, or once a month, or once a year like some people do. He said, "But as oft as ye do it in remembrance of me." So the more often you do it, the more often you're being a testimony and doing it as a remembrance of him. Communion doesn't have to be some big, long, drawn-out affair that takes hours and hours. But remember what he said. Don't ever partake of it unworthily. How can you be worthy? Only because you're saved, because he's worthy. David Brandberg. The practices of worship have centered for 2,000 years on the meal Jesus gave us. The meal was itself part of a corporate habit well over 1,000 years old, the habit of keeping the Passover to celebrate the Exodus from Egypt. This habit trained the hearts and minds of generations of the Jewish people, and trains them still, to think of themselves instinctively as God's freedom people, in continuity with their far-flung ancestors, and in continuity also with generations yet to come. Jesus took that meal and transformed it so that it spoke of his own death and resurrection, drawing to its climax that long history of a freedom community and constituting his followers in the same way. There is more to the Eucharist than this, but not less. The details of the Eucharist practice vary from place to place and church to church, of course, but the central actions of taking bread, of pouring out wine, of some kind of Jesus-based storytelling, often a gospel reading, beforehand, with prayer and confession, speak powerfully by their very shape of a slow, steady formation, both of the individuals present and of the community. We are becoming people who are living the freedom story, God's story with Israel and the world, God's story above all, with and in Jesus. N.T. Wright. Communion is a thanksgiving, witness, and a remembrance. Communion is celebrating the salvation of the entire man. Not only the salvation of your spirit through Jesus' blood, but the salvation of your body through Jesus' body. Communion is the only real religious ceremony or ordinance that Jesus himself instituted, the one he first practiced and showed how to do, and the one that he commanded us to continue to observe until he himself comes again. Communion is a show, It's showing the Lord's death till he come. Communion is communication. Communion is commemoration. We've already been saved by the power of his blood. We're just commemorating it. We're already healed by the bread. We just need to remind ourselves and take it by faith. Communion is a sample, a picture. The bread is a picture of his body, and the wine is a picture of his blood. Communion is a skit. We're illustrating how we eat Jesus' body and we drink his blood. Eat his body for our health and drink his blood for our salvation. Communion is a witness to remind you and others of what the Lord has done for us, that he suffered for our bodies and he died for our souls. Communion is a testimony. It is a witness to others of what Jesus did for us. Communion can be a good time to make things right if you have anything against your brother or sister. You can have some wonderful prayer meetings on an occasion like this, in which, if you have not gotten along with each other, you can make amends and weep on each other's shoulders, say you're sorry, and forgive, and get things all straightened out. Communion is a good time to renew fellowship, confess sins, make things right, thank him for his salvation, obtain healing, bring unity, and witness to all his goodness to us all. God will bless you as you do what he commanded. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. David Brandberg. As oft as you do this in remembrance of me. And so, with this simple illustration, I instituted this time that we could share together, a time of gathering together for fellowship and communion and uniting of hearts. In almost every culture around the world, time together around the table is a meaningful time, a time of togetherness, a time of reunion, a time of fellowship. What better way could I have chosen to unite our hearts than this fitting illustration? The breaking of bread, and the sipping of wine. I used what was set before me, the bread and the wine, to illustrate that I am the bread of life. The bread is a symbol of our oneness, a symbol of my body broken for you, that you may be healed. And the wine is a symbol of my blood that was shed so you may live. The wine and the bread are both symbols of my salvation, salvation of spirit and salvation of body. As I have said, as often as you do this, you do show my death till I come. In this outward show, this little ceremony, you bear witness to my salvation. I would that you look upon this time together to not only show my death till I come, but to show my life. For I am come that you may have life, that through my death you may live life to the full. This ceremony of communion is the time to declare all the great things that I have done for you, that you may witness my saving power, my salvation of both body and spirit. It is a time to renew fellowship with me and each other, a time to confess faults, a time to give thanksgiving and sing sweet praises to me, a time that you may claim my healing touch, and a time to unite your hearts. Therefore, in this little time of refreshing together, as you unite in sweet communion with me under the dome of my forever love, look up together and breathe of my heavenly fresh air and my fullness of life. Let this be a time to not only show my death in your remembrance of my sacrifice on the cross, but that you also show my life until I come. As I have given you a sample to follow, so follow me. I am the Good Shepherd. I go before you. I am the Good Shepherd, and I give my life for you, that you may also follow and lay down your life for one another. This communion time is a symbol of my love. In this time of gathering to partake of my body and to partake of my blood, remember my gift of love, that you may live in my love each and every day. Give of yourself as I gave of myself. As I gave my life for you, I would that you daily give of your lives for one another. Give a listening ear lend a helping hand, do a kind deed for another, say a silent prayer, speak a word fitly spoken, go out of your way to help another, stoop to lift a brother when he falls. Give when it's difficult to give. Give of your time. Give of yourself. Show patience to those who feel frustrated. Show compassion to those who are in need of understanding. Encourage one another. Comfort one another. Pray together. Love without partiality. Love the unlovely. When you gather to celebrate my communion of love, let it be a time of commitment. For as my body was broken that you may know my healing touch, and my blood was shed that you may be born again to life eternal, so both my body and my blood were given that you may know my love and live in love and love one another as I have loved you. In your times of communion, remind yourselves of your love, not only for me, but for one another, and walk away to live in love. Carry the communion of my love in your heart at all times, as you show my life until I come. In this, comfort one another. Remember me as I remember you. Stay close to me, for I am close to you. As you partake of the bread and the wine in remembrance of me, believe in me. Believe that I will do all that I promised in all my words to you. This do in remembrance of me. Love one another and live in my love. Jesus speaking in prophecy.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.